This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential.
Beautiful people, welcome back to the New Leaders Podcast. Oh my god, it's been so long. It's 2024 right now, 11th of January 2024, a fresh new year, a blank canvas, and I was so ready for this, so incredibly ready for this. I'm really, really happy with this new year, new opportunities, new plans, new energy, new intentions, all of those things. Because 2023 for me has been, and I already mentioned this on a few occasions to a few of you, hasn't been a smooth year for me at all. And that's why I felt like I want to record this podcast for you. It doesn't feel right to start 2024 without telling you what's happened to me in 2023. So I'm at a place where I'm you know, it's a new year. I'm completely refreshed. I've took a lot of lessons from last year. I feel really, really good at the moment. But 2023 has been, I don't know if I would use the word hard, because it's all very relative, you know. I mean, if you look at my life and at my business, it's still really, really good. But I would say it hasn't been smooth. I have had so many failures, disappointments, just struggles in the last year. And I think that it's very important that I share them with you. And that's why I'm recording this podcast for you today. I haven't shared a lot in the last year about my personal journey and about those fuck ups and failures and all those things that I've been through, because I was just going through it. You know, I wasn't ready to share it yet. And now I am, because I really feel like I'm closing this chapter. So that's why I want to share them with you right now before actually, you know, kicking off 2024 and going all in again with all my lessons integrated in me and a renewed energy and a totally next level. I want you to know what happened before that. You know what I mean? I think that's fair. And so my intention with this podcast is to give you a sneak peek behind the scenes. I have this feeling that it's gonna be a bit messy because I haven't prepared it. Usually I do prepare my podcast episodes quite well, but this time I just wanted to go with the flow and see what comes out. So this podcast might be a little bit more messy than you're used to from me. But I feel like that's okay. You know, that's a great reflection of the last year. And then I want to inspire you also. I want to inspire you, by the way, how I've handled things. I want to inspire you to, you know, to take certain lessons and to help them to make you stronger, to grow even more. I feel like 2023 for me was a transition year. And as I am more and more experienced as an online entrepreneur, I can see that some years they are actually transition years. They are years where you don't necessarily grow immensely in revenue or profit, but they are years that are full of lessons and transformation that you need to grow the year after that. This year has felt like that for me. And when I look back in my journey, the last year that I felt like was a transition year for me was 2020. That was also a year. It was, it was pandemic. I was pregnant. I pivoted my business. It was a lot. And I learned a lot. And I didn't necessarily grow a lot when it came to revenue and profit. But the year after that, 2021, I took all those lessons, integrated them, implemented them, and I skyrocketed my revenue and my profit the year after that, right? So I feel like this, even though it was completely a different year full of different kind of lessons, but I feel like 2023 for me was also a transition year. And maybe it was for you too, you know? And it helps me to think about it like that. Instead of a year that was just, full of struggles, I feel like it helps me to think about that as this was a transition year. What matters is what I do with those lessons and with those failures, disappointments, and all of that I went through. It matters what I do with that. Do I let it drag me down into a spiral, or do I take it? Do I analyze it? Do I sit down with myself and do I turn it into a fire that's going to skyrocket me next year? And that's what I'm doing. So at the beginning of 2023, I didn't feel like I was going to, I had the desire to grow enormously in revenue. I felt the desire to stabilize a few things. I felt the desire to, when it comes to sales, to sell more higher priced packages. And I felt the desire, and there is a podcast about this as well, to optimize the back office, for example. So when it comes to, automizing certain things and optimizing certain things. So I started the year with a very good energy. I had a very successful launch in December, and I took 2 months off. And I really enjoyed those 2 months. January and February here in Chile are summer. It's a holiday season, basically. And I took it off. And that's quite typical for me. When I had a very successful time, for me, what I do is I love just enjoying that, writing, I've had this great successful few months. I'm gonna lay back, relax, recharge, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what I didn't realize is the time that I took off. You need to know, I was still running my business. I was still working in my business, but I wasn't necessarily working on my business. So I didn't work on marketing and sales, So I worked a few hours a week. I left the marketing and sales part. Basically, I took a break from that. And that was not in alignment with the goals that I wanted to achieve in the rest of the year. I should have. That was my first failure, basically. Do I regret that I took off those months? I don't. I mean, I really enjoyed it. Then that's also, you know, part of building a business to facilitate your ideal life. You know, what I basically sell is that you really, that you can take months off and that you can really enjoy that. And I really did that. I had the best time the first 2 months. I was just enjoying life. I was very high vibe, but I didn't work a lot on my business and I didn't do the work that was necessary to do, to hit some goals in the rest of the year. So that was one of the first things that I dropped the ball, basically. Besides that, and this has had a pretty big impact on me, and it's been hard for me to talk about because it's been slightly traumatizing, is I hired completely the wrong support. I made the biggest investment by far that I did in my entire online career. And I got nothing. And I felt like, all right, this support, you know, what I expect from a business coach, and I've been in this business for, you know, for almost 6 years now. So it's what I got from all the coaches that I hired over the years. What I expect is that a coach, a business coach, any coach really, you know, pulls you to another level to help you hit the goals that you want to hit. So you don't let a coachee just do what she always did because she will get the results she's always had, right? I mean, and that's not something that goes from overnight, right? I mean, it's something that does need time, and sometimes it takes longer, and sometimes a transformation can be made faster. But anyway, from this coach in which I invested so much money, I got absolutely nothing. Not a tool, not a mindset shift, not a wake up call, whatever it is. I got absolutely nothing. She just let me do what I always did. You know, I mean, I'm somebody, I implement, I do my best, I do what I know. But my knowledge and my skills were not on a level in which I was gonna reach my goals. That's why you hire a coach. But this coach gave me absolutely nothing. And you need to know that it was hard because, I mean, it was a 12-month program and you give it your all and you basically want to give it a chance, right? But after a few months, I realized that it's not working. I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting at all what I need. And so then I went through a period where I had to figure it out myself, right? I had to now question myself, where in other years, coaches would have told me, Rihanna, this is what you need, you know, this is what you need to work on in order to get to be your result, where you want to go. This coach wasn't giving me that. The things that I got, the very few things that I got, were not, absolutely not in alignment with what I want to do and the things, the way that I want to do things. So I realized I now need to figure it out by myself, right? I don't have more money to invest in another coach. I need to figure it out by myself. So I went through a period where I just figured it out, you know, by myself, which was good for me. I guess it was, you know, if I try to take lessons out of every fuck up and disappointment. And I do think it was good for me because I had to really dig deep and think, what is it? What do I need to do when it comes to strategy, when it comes to mindset, when it comes to energy, to close that gap between where I am now and where I want to be? And that was, but it was rough. I prefer having support with that. I love having support with that. I always hire support with that. I'm not the kind of person who thinks that, I have to do it alone. I left that, that mindset behind me a long time ago. So it was rough for me because I felt very, very lonely. I felt also like, oh my God, I've wasted so much money, but also time on something that, didn't get me anywhere. So there was this period where I went through all of these kind of feelings, the realization that I'd made the wrong investment, the realization that I had to figure it out by myself because I wasn't getting the help that I needed, and I didn't want to, I didn't have also really the space to hire another coach right away. So that was a tough period where I went through, and I think that these lessons, I do believe, I'm coming back from this stronger, but it was tough. It was tough. Yeah. So that's, that took up a few months, from this year, basically, that transition period where I went through all of that. So instead of implementing all the tools that I would have in order to get from A to B, I was figuring out what do I need to get from A to B? And that took up a lot of time, and it slowed down my growth immensely. Was it dramatic? You still need to know, and I think that's also important to mention. Financially, it was still the best year I've had up until now. I still banked more than six figures, and so that's great. And I still grew my revenue compared to last year. But still, I have much more, and my goals were very different, actually. So what I learned from that is I need to pick my coach better. At that moment when I agreed to that mentorship, I had full faith. Could I have known better? I could not. I at that moment, I acted with my best knowledge, and it was the wrong decision. And I think that it's something that you need to accept sometimes from yourself. When you realize that something didn't work out or that you've made a wrong decision, then ask yourself, did I act, with my best knowledge and intentions at that time? And for me, I did, And now I've learned this huge lesson, and it's just going to prevent me from making mistakes in the future, So I couldn't blame myself for making a bad choice because I didn't know better at the time, but I do now. And that's what I'm trying to hang on to. I have so much more knowledge now that I know exactly what I need. So I can hire a coach. I did also. I want you to know that I realized in the second half of the year that I won't let my past mistakes or experiences determine what I'm going to do in the present. And I think that's a lesson I want to transmit to you. Don't let past experiences, traumatic experiences, difficulties and struggles determine what you're going to do today. Because the decisions, your actions, your thoughts and your feelings today, they determine what you create in the future. So don't let your past determine what you're going to do today. And I got very, very clear on that. And I know I still believe in the power of coaching very, very much. And coaches have brought me where I am today. They have speed up my growth so much that I know that with the knowledge that I have now, knowing exactly what I need, I'm going to make another investment and go all in on that again. So that's what I did. And some other lessons I took with me are energy first. That's one of the lessons. Energy first. And it's like I learned this lesson again, every year. It's so funny because then somehow I mean, I love applying strategy. I believe in applying strategy. But what I learn again and again, that if the energy is not flowing, somehow it's the strategy can't flourish either. It's very important that that energy keeps flowing. And so in the second half of the year, the second half of the year for me was really about integrating all those lessons, getting my energy back on track, reflecting. You know, in December, I didn't reflect anymore on 2023 because I felt like I've been reflecting the whole damn year. I got all my reflections, all my lessons. I'm done. I'm ready to create something completely different for 2024. So the second half of the year from September on was really about, I started to pick myself up. I got back into the energy work. I will record a separate episode about this, what I did to pick myself up, to make myself strong again, to raise my vibrations again, and to get back into the flow. But that's definitely where I also learned, again, like, note to self, energy first. The energy has to flow. And on top of that, you can build an incredible strategy. And those two together are your guarantee for growth. So that's one thing I've learned. And the other thing I've learned is I need a next level lead generation game. For the goals that I have, the multiple six-figure goals that I have for myself, I need a next level lead generation game. And I think that's the case for a lot of people. If you want to scale with multiple group programs and you want to fill them up and all of those things, you need much more leads. And you need a next level lead generation game because guess what? You're not the only one in the industry. And that's something for me that has been one of my main lessons and something that I have a next level game plan. And I'm excited to roll that out. I'm excited, very, very excited to roll that out. All right, but that was not everything. there were other things that have happened. I'm thinking about what is valuable to share with you. Another thing that happened is that over the summer, we went to the Netherlands. And for me, that's a very, very important time of the year. It's the time of the year where I really recharge a part of me that I don't even know how to call it. Maybe it's my soul. I don't know. But it's something. When you live so far from quote-unquote home and your family and your grounds, basically, going back for me is very important. Nothing can replace that. And I had been struggling with homesickness around June, right before we would go back to the Netherlands. And when we were there, what I got was something that I would like to call reverse culture shock. I ran into some struggles with my own culture, basically, but also some triggers with family, which is something that if you live abroad and you go back to your family once or two times a year, might sound familiar. I mean, I know that that's something that's pretty common, but it's also something that people don't tell you when you immigrate to another country. That immigrating to another country comes with a lot of struggles, basically, a lot of different aspects. And it's something that is an ongoing process. It's not like, oh, after 2 years, you feel completely settled in the other country and that's it. You know, it's something that it's a continuing process. And this was for me also a part of the process that wasn't very pretty and that I didn't expect. And so that also for me was an internal, more personal struggle that I ran into. What I did with that is when we came back, you know, you need to know that at this point it's August. August, September, we're coming back from the Netherlands. I feel confused, hurt, all kinds of complicated emotions. And then with my business struggles on top of that, it was rough. And what I did is I started hiring support. I noticed myself feeling stressed. I noticed that I had been stressed for a couple of months now, and I started to take interventions, basically. I talked to my husband and I said, I really need, you know, I need to calm down my nervous system. I need to feel good again. And I started hiring support. I hired a therapist only for a short period of time, but I hired a therapist to help me through those struggles that I you know, ran into in the Netherlands. I hired a nutritionist because by then I had lost quite a bit of weight and due to stress, and I felt physically weak. And so I hired a nutritionist to build me back up stronger. I hired a personal trainer also, and that really helped. You know, that's something I can really recommend when you've been feeling out of alignment, you've had a lot on your plate, you know, ask for help. Ask for help. Think about what you, there are so many beautiful people out there to help you. I love it. I love those coaches, and you know, most of them, they have so much love to help people, and you know, being in that energy is so incredibly healing and helpful. And so that was beautiful. I did that, and that's when I started to feel better and to build myself up again. And then there's one more life event that I want to share with you that happened to me this year. And that is that I got pregnant and then I got a miscarriage. So that was, also something that was a bit of a roller coaster on top of everything. It's kind of strange to tell this in a podcast episode, and I'm not sure what to say about it, but yeah, what happened is that and this was also in the second half of the year, is that I got pregnant. We were very happy about it, because we would like to have another child, and you know, pregnancy, the first months, I mean, they're not great. To say the least, I was very, very tired, but I got a lot of support around me in general. So, you know, it was very, very doable. And then we were kind of looking forward to week 12, which is, everybody kind of looks forward to week 12, because week 12 is where, you know, the chances that something goes wrong, that you have a miscarriage, is significantly lower. So I was definitely looking forward to that. But then I started bleeding, and we went to the hospital, and it turned out that that I had a miscarriage. It was quite a shock. It's, you know, the baby had been without life for a few weeks already, so that's super strange to hear. That was hard. That was hard. The truth is that it was hard for a few days. I think we handled it really well as a family, you know. We just, you know, we took our time to process the things. But the truth is that, you know, when everything was over and, you know, everything came out, I felt, it took me, I felt better. I felt mentally and physically good very quickly, very quickly. It's something that, I mean, it does take some time. It's it's a huge shift that you have to make. But once you're able to make this shift and accept that, yeah, this happened and the baby is not, you know, coming now soon, then I mean, for me, and this is probably different for everybody, I was able to accept that quite fast, I think. And then I was able to move on, and actually it was maybe, when I look back on it, you know, with all the things that happened this year, it was okay to have the focus and the energy for myself first, and to really, you know, instead of having, you know, to go through a pregnancy, which also takes its energy, it was okay. I was able to accept it, and I felt mentally and physically better and, you know, good, pretty fast after that. So that also happened. Yeah, talking about a year that wasn't very smooth, but still, at the end of the year, when I look back, you know, on the year with my husband, we were so happy and grateful. That's the thing, you know, because we have such a blessed life in generally. We live in enormous abundance. We are, the three of us, extremely happy together. We love where we live. We love the house we live in, you know. We have a lot of support around us. We, you know, our life is great. And our businesses, also my business, even though the year didn't go as planned and I faced a lot of struggles, you know, it's still amazing. You know, I still have incredible clients. I had a launch in December that went very, very smooth, and I was able to welcome new clients into the program, you know, all of those things. So, you know, things started flowing again, and at the end of the year, we were able to say, wow, you know, we're very happy. We're in a really good place, and we're excited for the next year, for sure. We're excited for the next year. And see what it has in store for us. For me, I was definitely, yeah, I, you know, it felt good that I was able to leave this year behind, for sure. So, yeah, those are the things that happened. Like I said, I wasn't ready to share it with you before. But I did feel, it didn't feel right to move on into 2024. A part of me wanted that. It was like, just let's just not say anything and just move on into 2024 as if nothing happened. And then I said, you know, it doesn't feel right to skip this part and not share it with my community. So this is my story about last year. It was a good year. It was just not an easy year. I did get back from some people when I told them about, you know, some of the struggles that I face. I got back from some people in my community that I didn't notice it. And I took it as a compliment, you know, because I really tried to let all those events that happened in the last year not to hold me back, not to, you know, to make me disappear off the internet suddenly for a few months. Or, you know, I really tried to keep being consistent, to do whatever I could to serve my community, definitely to serve my clients, because I always give them 110%. And that is something that that never changes, no matter what happens. But also in the other departments of my business and marketing and sales, I really did what I could to keep building, to keep growing, to recover from failures and disappointments that I encountered, you know. So I believe that eventually is my biggest lesson that I'm taking away from last year, is that it's not about the difficulties or the adversities that happen, because you can't avoid that. It's all about how you choose to handle it. Do you let it bring you down, or do you use it to build yourself up? What thought do you choose to think about the things that have happened to you? That's where your power is. You will get much further with a million-dollar mindset than you will get with $1 million. That's why I teach mindset and energy and personal development, because that right there is what predicts your future success. That's what predicts if your success is sustainable or if you will be taken down by the first challenge that you encounter. And that's something that nobody can take away. You can lose money, you can lose clients or anything materialistic, but you cannot lose your mindset, your attitude. And everything that I've just shared with you is behind me. It's literally behind me. Processed things and reflected, took my lessons, integrated them, all of those kind of things. And I'm ready to start 2024. I mean, I've already started. there are so many great things coming up. And I'm excited. I'm truly, truly excited for this year. And I hope you are too. I want to end this episode by wishing you an incredible 2024. I hope that you will conquer fears that you weren't able to conquer before. I hope that you will leave patterns behind that were never helpful. I hope you will stay very close to your heart. I hope you will take steps every single day towards your goals for your life and your business. And I hope that you will not be stopped by struggles, by plan, by things that didn't go according to plan. All those things and much more. Love, abundance, health, and success. I hope that this podcast episode was somehow inspiring or helpful for you. Because honestly, I had doubts about that. I asked myself many times, is this any value to my community? But I trusted my intuition and I still recorded it. So I would love to hear from you. If you found it valuable, if it was somehow helpful or inspiring, it's very helpful for me to hear that from you. So thank you so much for listening, and until the next one. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.